Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. As always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are standing up. Relaxed into your standing posture, your eyes are closed. And you're simply listening to the energy. Listening to your thoughts. Listening to your being. And it is quite an incredible journey we have been taking together in the last few months. When it comes to the dynamic meditations, the mindsets, and there's one specific mindset that we have maybe not given all the attention. I'm sure we mentioned that once or twice, but maybe not given the attention, the direct attention to. And I would like to pay attention to it today, to really give it the value as powerful mindset. And this the recognition of connections, and I'm sure we've done it, but we've done a lot of that over the years. But the recognition of connections when it comes to the if you remember. The thought process of quiet between the sounds. So the quiet between the sounds defines the sound. Not the sound itself, but it is the quiet between. It is the space between the outcomes. The journey between each outcome that defines the outcome itself. It is the white space that defines the picture, the image. If we're talking about reflection of light, it is where light does not reflect. It defines the reflection itself. Is the processes that seemingly in between, and science has discovered recently, it is that most of the universe is not reflected. Most of our life is not reflected. And not only does it show the potential that we still have, but it also defines that which we do. So really, the mindset of placing enough importance, or equal importance at least, to the non-manifest, to the in-between, to the quiet between the sounds, to the spaces between the letters, as to the letters themselves, as to the sound itself, as to the image itself, as to the outcome itself, to give just enough value to the time you are waiting for your goals to be manifested, for your desires to come true, for your wishes, for your expectations from the world, from others, from yourself. The time you are waiting for those outcomes, for those things that you expect to happen, to be just as valuable for you, to take just as much care and to accept it with just as much passion as you would the outcome itself, the gift, the benefit, the goal achieved. Once we recognize that, with that mindset, we are capable of not only constant joy, no matter what, it's real contribution into discovering ourselves and discovering the world and being a fair player in the world we live in. So how does that mindset express itself in our meditation? Well, our meditation, just like life itself, has sounds. My words has the in-between, has the quiet between the sounds. Has your thoughts and the quiet between your thoughts, has your postures and movements and the stillness between. It has the entire world kind of in a miniature expression in the time we have here together. And there is no better place, there's no better time to embody, to make physical, to make real, to strengthen that muscle, to make that awareness natural, effortless in your life. When do we make it? Right now, here, during the meditation, when the energy is there and we use the micro universe in our experience here together. So the macro, the real life out there, suddenly takes on exact same vibration as we are able to achieve here and now. So if we can call it a dynamic relevance, a dynamic relevance, a relevance that we give both to the outcome as to the journey, to the quiet as to the sound. If we've done it, great. If we haven't done it in this specific tone, then here we are. Let me give you a few moments. Energy is just exceptional. I want to congratulate you on the energy. It's extremely powerful. I'm going to give you a few moments to actually listen to that quiet between the sounds. To the stillness between your postures. exception. Beautiful. Sometimes you wonder why do we need the meditation? We could just take this information, apply it, maybe you're not wondering, maybe you know, but really two main reasons. One, it is the energy that defines the information. Just words themselves. Do not have the meaning attached to them. We have a completely different perspective on information based on the energy that we experience. But that's the obvious part, then. Maybe just as obvious. Very often we know and can't do. Very often we have the perspective and still can't do it. Because it's not us. It's not yet us, and we look at ourselves. We may not like. We may want to make that effort, but it just doesn't happen. So to embody those mindsets, which are equally as important during the meditation as they are in life, we take this time and give it our best. We give it everything we've got. Take that energy in. We define the words. We make a neural connection. So dynamic relevance. Embodies this thought, becomes an anchor, an address to something bigger than the word can encompass on its own, the meaning of the word itself. Just an address, a gateway, a key to a certain energy. Pay attention. Let's begin with a very simple attention to the quiet between the sounds. Just make an attempt to give equal value to the quiet and to the sound, to the quiet and to the thought, to the no thought and to the thought. Equal value. Let's try that. Sometimes it's not even clear of how do I do that. Well, usually if you notice We do the opposite. We say, okay, where's that thought of mine? Where's that? Why isn't it coming? I don't remember. Or where's that posture? I miss that posture. I miss that feeling. I miss that note. I miss that sound. Why is it not coming? Being disappointed and not achieving that. But suddenly right now, take away the disappointment. And say, oh, it's not here yet, but I'm on my way there. It's the in-between. I value the in-between. I value the process, the journey, and the quiet. I value it. I respect it. I know the outcome is coming there. I respect the journey just as much. This is why I'm saying it's not so simple. This is why we need to embody it energetically. This is why we begin with a meditative state of listening to the quiet and respecting the quiet between the sound, because then it becomes exactly the same process, except with real life ingredients. Something you will never be able to forget because it will become you. Something you will never be able to resist because it will be natural. Something you may not even need to remind yourself as much. It will just come as a need. It's not a learned habit. It's an expression of you, of the new you. So listen. Listen to the stillness between the posh, the quiet, between the sound. Congratulations, amazing energy. More freedom. I know there is that struggle inside. There is that resistance. How can I accept the journey if all I ever wanted is the outcome? How can I embrace it? How can I grow from it? How can I make it my own? If it was always a source of disappointment up until now. It's really a revolutionary experience for your body, for your mind. This is why can't just be taught and given this information alone. Just won't happen. Now you understand. I often share the story of when a student comes to learn in both India and China in the ancient times, likely today as well. When they start, when they begin coming to the temple and they want to learn from the master does not teach them right away. Actually, the master doesn't tell them anything. The master gives them odd jobs to do around the temple. Odd jobs that have no real relevance to what they came for. And if they show diligence, if they show commitment in performing those tasks for years sometimes, and if they don't give up, and if they appreciate that journey that they're taking, the before, then they deserve it. Then the master decides, okay, now it's time to learn. So some of them come in and they can't stand being in the temple and not learning what they came for. And therefore they quit. They leave before they even get to be taught. So only those who deserve it, only those who are able to sacrifice just enough to see the value in the before process are ever reaching the stage of being taught and mastering later. Because what's the point of giving something to somebody and them not using it? And not them not be able to utilize it properly? There's no point in that. So therefore, the information is kept until the potential students are deserving of showing their patience and the diligence. And then once they receive it, they will also likely to benefit from it much more. But that's what happens in Shaolin temples and other high-level monasteries. But of course, in the everyday, for the everyday people, instant gratification is what is practice. And therefore, it's short-lived and not used properly. Therefore, they become those who chase the shiny object. And then, there's a whole industry for that. I want to thank you today for being here. It's incredible energy. And again, to remind you, if you have a few more moments, stay with this energy. My name is Eric Feldman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Dynamic Relevance. Is the mindset. Until next time.